in essence, we become free that way. We free ourselves from the material world by enslaving ourselves to God, you see? Because sometimes we claim to be free. You know all the girls when they walk down the street and they're wearing nothing but a belt. Yeah, they're wearing two belts almost, yeah? Astaghfirullah. And then they say, yeah, it was my freedom, you know, I'm free to do this. What, you know, you guys are like this. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you really comfortable like that? Are you really comfortable? You got blisters on your feet? You're cold? I could see your goosebumps? You comfortable? This is a natural state of being as a human being? Of course not. Are you crazy? And they're like, well, it's my choice. It's not your choice because you've been fed that. Because that defines who you are. Who are you? You don't even know who you are. You're just a reaction to society. And that's the beautiful thing about the Quran, dude, right? Because what it says, are you just going to be a reaction to your society? Are you going to be just what your forefathers were doing? And this is a profound question, because you go to any society, dude, go to Tibet. If you were in Tibet in the Himalayan mountains, if you had a baby boy or girl, you have to bury them in freezing cold water. That's what they do. That's the society. And you think it's a normal thing. And they say because if it dies, then it wouldn't survive the Himalayan winters, yeah? If you go to America, in some parts of America, you know, having abortion is like eating an ice cream.
Yeah. That's normal. It's
eating
normal.
Ice incest, sleeping with your brother, your daughter, and sleeping with your sister or your own brother is a normal thing in some places. Yeah. Some people were saying like 2% of America commit incest. There was a woman, I think in Texas, right? You know what she was doing? She went to the high court to say, I have a right to marry my son.
Subhanallah.
So social pressure, it's just going to change. So are you just a reaction to social pressure? Is the human being, are they going to be just degraded to the point that you're just a reaction to the whole of your society? So who are we then, man? Who are we, man? You see, and the Quran makes a beautiful point. It says, are you going to be just because your society tells you what to be? Just because your forefathers were like that? That's a very degrading human state. You see my point?
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, a lot of people claim we don't believe in freedom. Well, we believe in freedom within slavery. But the real slavery, the slavery is slavery to God. Because you know that's something that really gives you freedom to the world, you see.
Yeah,
that's why you see sometimes, so I used to think Muslims were always arrogant when I was non-Muslim, yeah?
Yeah.
I think because they're arrogant, they think they know it all, they get on my nerves, I want to knock him out, I hate him, you know. I was like really angry, but then I realized it's because when you become a Muslim, right, you totally, well you should be if you have the correct concepts, yeah? You should be free from the material world and all those type of pressures.
Yeah.
Because you know now that you're not just a reaction to your society, you're a reaction and a product of your creator. And that is from its basis going to be true. Do you see?
Yeah.
And it gives you a kind of free approach. So yeah. I get passionate on these things sometimes.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry, man. Right. But yeah, so I think that's an important point to come across.
MashaAllah. Yeah.